At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, training, education, and development. I want to give special thanks to Mr. David Wolf and his podcast team for producing and developing these podcasts. And I want to thank our sponsors, Focal Dental Supply, Henry Schein, and Patterson. On our last podcast, we had Mr. Steve Anderson. I don't want to say a general contractor, but he's written books. He's been helping the dental profession and medical profession in his ability for his company to design and bring us as dentists to the pinnacle of success by making the right moves, correct moves. And what I learned from the last podcast, and I don't want to steal anything from Mr. Anderson, is it's very difficult to do anything successful if you don't really know yourself. And he emphasized that in his first podcast. And I'd like to bring in Mr. Anderson. Steve, thanks so much for taking time for not just writing two books, but for speaking to our audience today and helping them through the trials and tribulations that most dentists and physicians deal with the development and design of an office. And thanks again. Can you just give a little bit of a background to our listeners today who may not have seen the previous podcast?
Well, thank you for the gracious introduction, Dr. Coughlin, and I appreciate this opportunity. It's been a joy. And from basically as a general contractor, started in 1984. And that's only a few years ago. And in the process of that, I used to build everything and anything, and industrial, hazardous, commercial, residential, homes, remodels, and so on. And I got tired of being everything to everyone. And one day going to work, I realized that I needed to do something different. And my next question was, who needs help? And dentists came to mind. And thus, Denco Dental Construction was created. And it's been my passion. I love making a difference for dentals and medical practitioners. And I love to make a difference in people's lives.
Well, Steve, thank you so much. As I mentioned in the introduction, one of the things you had mentioned in the previous podcast was you have to know yourself. And once you know yourself, you're designing that office to meet your needs, not necessarily a designer's needs or a contractor's needs, but your needs. But I thought today we would go into another part of this new podcast. And if you were to sum it up, what are three or four or five things to help make a practice as profitable as possible? Because even though we're in the healthcare, I make no bones about it. We're selling value. We're selling care. We're selling knowledge and we're in business. And the way I look at it is, if you're going to spend time doing something, why not do it well? And why not do it as profitable as possible? Can you give us some inside tips on what you would recommend?
Yeah, when it comes to making your office successful and making good choices. So first, it's about making sure that you understand who you are and what's important to you. It saves you a lot of time in your decision process, your design time, everything. The more you can really dissect all the particulars, that's huge. Next is the accountable professionals. Not hiring someone just because of their price, but hiring someone for their skill set and what's important. And understanding what they're bringing to the table and picking the best. By selecting the best, it's going to save you a lot of time. And also, the important key to that is the word accountable. You can have a professional work for you. And I remember one doctor a number of years ago, I was sitting down with him and he was just kind of doing okay. And I went and I said, so what the last couple of years, how you been doing? He says, well, about the same. And I said, well, had you considered a consultant? Well, I've got one on board and he's works with me. In fact, he comes to all my team meetings and charges me for all that. And I said, so why do you still have him? You know, a consultant should be result driven. You know, and make changes. If nothing's changing and you're flatlining, what's the purpose? You know, it's the old adage of, you know, teach them how to fish, not to give them fish. And so the accountable portion is so critical. And next is the importance of building for who you are and not who your neighbor is, or wouldn't that look nice? Because my friend did a nice dental office and he did this and this and this, and doesn't that look nice? And no, you need to do what's best for you. And, you know, so by understanding who you are, you're going to create an office that you're going to love to go to, and you're going to enjoy the entire process. And that's so, so valuable and so dire in the process. And it's interesting. We talked last time about how much the return is, and it just comes back multifold. And there's one little part that in the early stages, if you don't mind me sharing, about what sets you up for that success as you get going.
Not at all, please.
So, yeah. So what that is I call it FIS. I came up with the acronym, you know, it's, you know, literally the fist, if you figure someone fighting. But I found that quite often I'd be meeting with a dentist and, you know, there's the open mentality and the closed mentality. Those people that were closed, you know, would hold things to their chest and we find that they would make a lot of poor choices. And by, you know, every decision has a consequence. And some of those early on, those choices that they made kept them from being able to go right into building their office. They had to delay it or postpone it for a couple of years or whatever. But I found that the five fists of success, and there's basically five steps. So you have the fist and you open up the first finger and basically it's the FICO score. You know, it sounds simple, but you know, if you have a good FICO score, at least 700, 720, the banks look at you more favorably. The second is, you know, the intelligent spending. So we have FI, I is intelligent spending. And what we're talking about is you just graduate from school. It's not because you have a big check that you can go out now and go buy a big house, get a mortgage on a car and just spend a lot of money. The idea is to save that right then and make wise choices. Because basically what's interesting with mortgage companies, a lot of the dental specialties, they won't even turn you into the credit bureau unless you miss a payment. And so you can do a $500,000 office and not have it show up and then go buy a car and go buy the house and the next day. The third is satisfy your passion. And there's dentists that shouldn't be practicing dentists. You know, and what's interesting is follow the passion you know, God's given you and really understand by understanding who you are and follow that passion. And sometimes people go, well, I get stressed out and I say, well, what is it? And they start thinking about it. And well, I really hate doing endo. Well, I said, why did you take it on? Well, to make more money. Well, no, that doesn't work, you know, because if you're doing things that don't fit in and you have all that extra baggage associated with it, you're not going to enjoy doing what you do best, and it's going to drag you back. and you'll be far better off to streamline. And then the fourth is time for relationships. And that's not only for family, but it's even, and most importantly, is your patients, is taking time to connect with them. You know, we talked earlier on what makes a successful practice? Relationships. Because if you really convey and show your interest and your care and you connect with them, they'll take care of you. You know, you don't have to worry about what my quota is every month, because they're going to bring patients back to you. They're going to refer people, and your patient base will grow. And then, so as our hands opening up, the last item is S for savings. And people say, well, in this world, savings? Well, you know, it's interesting if people would just take a little bit of time to save $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, and you make all your payments regularly. And even the dentist that just got out of school and have $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 of debt, in within a couple of years, they can go build their office, and not because they paid off their school debt, but because they've shown that they're consistent in their payments and they're consistent. They've saved some money, and in the process of that, the brokers all of a sudden, when you have your hands open. And the realtors and the contractors, and more importantly, the lenders are looking at you, go, wow, you're a viable deal and you're going to get better rates and everything about it.
Well, I can't thank you enough for that acronym, FIS. I will tell you in my own experience that the mention of time, the time to create relationships, is not only important, and I think you touched on it, for your business, your team members, in your patients, but there's a balance. You have usually a family that could be a wife or husband, children. It could be parents. It could be grandparents. But sometimes I have found over my 38 years in this profession that you get so tied up with your margins and your shades and your occlusion and your temporomandibular joint, and the list goes on and on. You really forget what's more important. People buy in to you. And before this podcast, I'd love to say I coined it, but like most of the things that come out of my mouth, I heard from someone else, and I should be able to give credit, but sometimes I forget where I heard it, but I called it the BLT. The goal is to have your clients or patients believe in you, like you, and trust you. And once you can accomplish that task in your personal and business life, whether it's with your contractors, your design team, everyone around you, the easier your life becomes and the less headaches. And I have found over 38 years of providing clinical dentistry, and I still practice full time, the best dentistry that I've done, when that patient hasn't really believed, liked, or trusted me, I end up in trouble. And sometimes the less than ideal dentistry that I've done, to no fault of anybody but myself, it's become acceptable because the patient really believed, liked, and trusted me. And I think Stephen, when he mentions the acronym FIS, he's basically touching on that. And I would concur 100%. Steve, could you share with our listeners, I know you've done two books, okay? Can you share how they can reach out and get more information on your books, your company, and you, if they'd like to proceed with an expert in this particular venue of the design, the development, and the actual transformation of an idea into something concrete, so that you can go to work each day and say, you know, I'm proud of what I've done, and I've minimized my mistakes, and I've got something that I really enjoy.
Well, it's very gracious of you, Dr. Copeland. And I really, really appreciate this opportunity. The book is called Dental Ease by Steve Anderson. And you can get it at dreamdentalpractice.net, dreamdentalpractice.net. And if you go online, basically the first chapters are free. And just to help you get a good beginning and get a sample of what I put together. But it's over 320 pages. And it really speaks to helping dentists get answers for all those things that you don't know, you're not sure of. And it's about not drinking the Kool-Aid of everyone but understanding who you are and making better choices. That'll save you time, money, and effort.
Well, Mr. Anderson, I feel comfortable calling you Steve. Thank you so much for your time and your Thank expertise. You. As far as the listeners are concerned, Mr. Anderson's too, he's too kind. He's not braggadocious at any point, but he's done well over 1,000 professional offices. I cannot tell you that someone like me who's done close to 30 offices, why I didn't have that kind of expertise and that kind of backing is shame on me. And my suggestion is if you're thinking, and I think most healthcare professionals are always thinking about, quote, their dream office, read the book. Read the book. Think about what Mr. Anderson is talking about. He has nothing to gain other than to help us be better at what we do and feel better about what we're doing. And Mr. Anderson, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. I look forward to speaking to you in the future. And thank you for taking so much time to educate me and our listeners. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions, where the focus is on knowledge, training, education, and development. I want to say thanks to our podcast sponsors, Vocal Dental Supply, Patterson Dental, and Henry Schein, and a special thanks to Mr. Steve Anderson. Take a look at his book, Dentalese. Check out his website. Get to know his acronym, FIS. I think he will put us on a very nice path to a greater likelihood of success. Thanks again for listening to me. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.